a representative of a company that operates cameras at intersections provided a demonstration of how they work, explaining how they detect red light running vehicles and how they can monitor speed. Councilmember Rashid Wyatt hosted a public hearing on the possibility of red light cameras in Buffalo. He expected a lot of pushback.
Yeah, and honestly I did, but you know, I can appreciate the dialogue. You know, I'm going to present information. We wanted this company to come in and talk about the new technology and how it could effectively benefit the residents of the city of Buffalo.
It's an option under consideration following numerous hit-and-run cases, two of which were fatal. Colin Hoffman noted that many hit-and-run incidents are occurring away from intersections.
And I do believe something does need to be done, but I don't think putting red light cameras in will address the problem that we have.
The real problem, many said, is speeding. Renata Tony expressed a willingness to consider cameras as just one of many options.
And something has to change. What that is, I don't know, but I am here proudly to say, to give Councilmember Wyatt credit for saying, let's evaluate a system that may, but something has to change. It's dangerous.
But others say the cameras would be a cash grab for both the city and private company if one were hired. One speaker suggested Buffalo instead spend money to hire more police officers. Wyatt is still interested in the idea, but wants to hear more feedback from the public and from fellow council members. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.